Welcome to Angel Answers, everyone. Happy Wednesday. I'm one of your hosts, Mary Hernandez. I'm accompanied here tonight by my daughter, Adriana, Catherine, and Liz, and Peg, and Jan Sheree Coffey. How are you all doing tonight?
We're good.
Wonderful, Mary.
I'm excited.
How about you?
What?
I know. Welcome back, Catherine. It's been like a couple of weeks that we haven't had you in the show. I know you've been busy. So it's nice to have you back.
Thank you.
Thank you. The time zone just wasn't working at that time.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah. So, but I got back late last night, so I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Woohoo! Yes. Okay.
Wonderful.
That is awesome. And how are you ladies doing with these energies? I know yesterday I was bonked out, and that's one of the reasons why I believe DC Love is not here today. You know, it's just lots of energies coming through, and just, you know, yesterday I know I was in bed most of the day, even though I try to ground, but, you know, it's just like I just wanted to sleep all day. It was just one of those things.
I was going to say, I felt yesterday like energy all over the place, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of, like, at times I wasn't sure if it was my energy or if I was, like, picking up something else. What is going on? This is just all over. But I know, you know, it's also Day of the Dead and all that stuff. So, and that was one of the things I had last night at Singing Bowls was we talked about that, and I was like, you know, there's a lot of stuff coming through, especially if you're sensitive or if you're allowing yourself to be open for that and such. You know, anything can happen. So I, you know, at times wondered if I wasn't necessarily picking up other energy that wasn't mine.
I agree. I felt that. Yesterday, so it might have been that, but today is All Souls Day, so today is another day to connect. I know I've been connecting with my past on loved ones these past few days. It's been magical. Like, today was extra magical.
Yeah.
Like, I felt my mom in my heart, and, you know, like, she's always giving me heart, so I just felt her, like, so profoundly that it just, like, made me cry because of all the love that came through. So that was absolutely beautiful. For those of you guys that don't know, today is All Souls Day, and it's a great day to connect with your past on loved ones. Just invite them in, you know, and have them, you know, ask them to, you know, show you how they can come in, like, make you, like, my mom, like, I felt her in my heart. I felt my dad touching my hair. I felt my nephew on the other side. So it was just, like, so beautiful to feel them. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. And I just, I know we're missing DC today. I'm going to introduce myself. I'm Mary Hernandez, one of your hosts tonight. I'm an angel intuitive, a Reiki master, an ordained minister, a numerologist, a tarot and oracle card reader, and I'm also doing candles, and they're on my website already, and I'm ready to go with Mother Mary candles infused with lots of love, you can book a reading with me or purchase my candles via www.theangelwithin.com or email me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And it's spelled T-H-E-E, just in case, of the company name. And then I'll just introduce DC Love, since she's not here today. DC Love is an angel intuitive, unconscious channel, divine healer. She channels messages and divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, and her angel and spirit dog, Ginger, and Joan Rivers. You can find DC on Facebook at DC Love. And I'll let Liz, if you want to introduce yourself.
Sure. I'm Liz Pfister. I am an intuitive and an empath. I'm a Reiki healer, a ordained minister, a meditation coach, a teacher of all kinds of spiritual metaphysical things. I'm the owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York, and I also am the author of a card deck, an inspiration card deck as well. So I do a little bit of different things all over the place. And every Tuesday night, I live stream my crystal singing bowl meditation on my Facebook page at River Maven 77, and you can find me there. There's replays since every Tuesday since March of 2020. So if you ever need a little Zen time, you can go watch 5 or 10 minutes of it and you know, get yourself recentered. And that's, you can find me on Facebook there at River Maven 77, and also on the Sacred Embers Network website as well. Adriana, do you want to go?
She is actually busy with my grandson, but I'll just introduce her until she comes on. So my daughter Adriana Roman, she's the creator of my Lotus Bloom. She's also a Reiki master teacher, fourth generation intuitive, and she creates beautiful a Reiki healing energy bracelets, and also is doing spiritual oils and baths as well. And she can be booked on mylotusbloom.square.site for those appointments. And then you could find us all on Sacred Embers as well. And then let's see, is Catherine on? Catherine, you're on. Do you want to talk a little bit about yourself?
So my name is Catherine. I'm an intuitive empath and energy Reiki practitioner, life coach, oracle card reader, many metaphysical experiences. I wanted to, on a side note, say that both Mary and I, we have a new show coming out in addition to starting in January of 2023 called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. So stay tuned for that. And you can find me on the Sacred Embers website.
Hey.
Okay.
Awesome.
is Jan,
Jan
on?
Is with us as well?
Yeah, I'm here.
I think so.
I'm here.
Yay,
oh, hi.
Jan.
Can you hear me?
Hey.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah. So should... Yeah, well, I'm Jan Drake Bakke, and I'm a psychic medium empath, and I do totem animals predictions, and I work with predictions has been a thing that I've been working on for several years, and I really enjoy it. It's like a big thing to me. I like doing world predictions, and I post them on my website, which is www.wefindourway. You can check them out. I'm still a beginner. But I've been doing it for a while, and so anyway, I enjoy that, and I do predictions in my readings for people. I also do animal totems. I see the animals for people, and that's been going on for many years now. And then the poetry, I love writing poetry, and I have it all over the place on Twitter and Facebook, and I will put them in the Sacred Embers room too and other rooms that have asked me to share poetry. And so I want to work with musicians sometime if possible. And I do all kinds of other things with the poetry too. I have in the past, funerals and different things. And so anyway, get a hold of me if you're interested in anything like that. I'm not doing a lot of readings right now, so I'm having to turn people away, and I send them to all of us here in our group here. And so I've just had to take a break from readings. Although I will do them once in a while, it's just been because I've had health problems, I haven't wanted to do too many for people and stuff, because it's a little bit too much pressure at this time. And the crimes that we all can do in our private room here for the Sacred Embers, we do crimes.
And so anyway, that's what I do. Any of that made sense?
Perfect. It all did.
Okay. Thank
and
you.
Is Peg on? Still waiting on Peg. Okay. Well, I just want to say that I've had readings from both Jan and DC. And Jan, you've been spot on with everything you have said.
Oh, thank you.
So
I'm
amazing.
So glad.
So amazing. So, yeah,
well,
I just want to say
that. I appreciate
you
saying that. Thank you very much.
And the same thing with DC. I mean, we all give each other readings here, you know, so it's the big soul sister tribe that we have here, not only on this group with Angel Answers, but also, you know, with our sacred embers. We all like to share, you know, and give each other readings. So it's really nice. It's a nice community. So,
yes, it is.
With that said, I have a message that DC wanted me to read. I could find it real quick. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. So the angel of manifestation stands before you. It's time to set your intentions. With all you will do, beloved, what you're waiting for is waiting for you, too. Has prosperity or abundance been on your mind? Shift limiting beliefs and allow creativity to flow. Meditation and releasing attachments to the outcome will help you stick to the grind. You've worked hard and stayed on course with your divine plan. The angels are happy to lend you a hand. With the help of the universe and surrendering to success, rest in faith, knowing what comes to you will be for your highest and best. My greatest good is coming to me, I say, with trust in the universe to answer the when, how, and why it will happen this way. I'll continue to breathe and watch what I say. Excitement and happiness truly abound. As I commune with the angels that are gathering round, they have delivered my heartfelt prayers to God above. I trust that he too will intervene and with unconditional love. As I visualize my wildest dreams coming true, I realize nothing is impossible for me or for you. So that was a little message that DC wanted to read tonight. It was a channeled message by the angels of manifestation. So, you know, it's a good thing to say. Yeah, it's so beautiful. So I just wanted to share that because she sent that to me earlier. So, and Jan, do you want to do your poetry? Or I don't know if Liz wants to do her bowl before your poetry.
Oh, let's do the, how
what
about the bowl?
You, like? You want the bowl?
Oh, the bowl, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I will get it. All right. So everybody take a nice big deep breath in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly full of air, and then letting it out through your mouth nice and slow. Like you're blowing out through a straw. And take another deep breath in and fill yourself up full of air and let it out. And on your next inhale, bring your awareness to your heart center, to the center of your chest. Focus the attention right there.
Wow, that was magical. Thank you.
Yes, it was.
Oh,
perfect.
Wow. I think we all needed that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely helps with the energy.
Yeah.
Yes,
love
it. It does.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
It's just wonderful.
Yeah, it is. An update, Peg said she'll be on at 8. So we can go ahead and start the show. Jan, you can do your poem.
Okay.
We'd love
All
to
right.
hear your beautiful poem.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, here goes. Gosh, I feel like I have too many. Anyway, this one's called An Angel Is Near. Sometimes when we feel so badly, the time is slow, but it will pass. An angel is near, so be glad. You will get through this earth class. It's just one day at a time. Try not to fear. Sometimes it's it's 1 minute or 1 hour. Remember, an angel is near. This one says, don't listen to gossip, backstabbing, or slander. Listen to divinity leaders, music, poetry, giving hopeful outcomes and spiritual reminders of this life to be grander. And this one says, higher dimensions come from kindness, love, forgiveness, charity, service with integrity, along with perceptions of spirituality as well. If we can just do one of these, we are doing swell. And this one says, I am thankful. I am thankful to still be alive. I am thankful for the food we still have in abundance. I am thankful for a place to live. I am thankful for good health I still have partially. I am thankful for loving family and friends. I am thankful for our first responders. I am thankful for still being able to do laundry. And this one's called Those Wings of Wonder. She is. She unfolds her wings of faith as she stretches her body in nature's elements. She continues trying to love being this woman in her life. She is flawed, scarred, with many successes and failures. She is, however, she expresses herself. She flies, soaring and falling, those wings of wonder. This is called the compassionate heart. Don't be so hard on yourself. That doesn't help you or others. But when you have compassion for yourself, then you have compassion for your sisters and brothers. It's nice to have a compassionate heart than to win an argument and to be right or to be ahead. The compassionate heart wins every time without a lot being said. To be compassionate toward another in any phase of life helps them find their path to truth with more ease, helps you surrender your worry, trying to please. A compassionate heart reminds you of knowing that by not judging someone else for their choices or mistakes, as you may have already made, or may make the same ones in the future. Have some compassion, for goodness sakes. And this one says, If I were I, I would trust my instincts and move like the wind, breezing with excitement and wonder, following my heart and knowing there is no beginning and there is no end. And this one is called Infinite Cup. We are part of the divine creation, connected to it. It's part of our entire makeup. We are star material. We are part of the vast universe. We are a tiny drop of this brilliance in an infinite cup. And this is called Upon Awakening. Let the dark chambers that are held so tight be opened up to the divine light. Let the breeze and warm rays infiltrate those forbidden rooms to clear the interference that blocks your inherent womb. The shadows of the past release their grip. It's time to unfold what is yours, to move forward on this spectacular journey and trip. We may be earthbound no more. We will soar. It's time for ascension. Some of us may be still riding this dimension. We can reach those sacred grounds. We will go there to hear those inherent sounds. We can feel the peace and receive the healing where freedom prevails, where love and acceptance is the feeling. And this one's called Glory on Us. Thank you for all that we receive, for all that we believe, for those that we lose, that we will grieve. God shines glory on us. The light will never leave. And this one is grief. When your world has been shaken and there is nothing else you can do and there is nothing else you can feel, remember to look forward to a new life. It is real. Take your pain and sorrow to another place. Let it go. Don't look back. Get to tomorrow. And this is called Divine Resonance, Dragon. With unconditional patience, divine resonance, I wait, I see, I feel, I tell from the fire within, from birth, that connects heaven to earth, The dragon holds a story for each. It slays its wisdom upon us. I surrender to what it will teach with my Savior's presence, divine resonance. And this is called French Kissing, Part 3. When sweet overrides hate and French kissing is never too late, when love was the original disposition, which is a healthy prescription that overrides a multitude of sins, love always wins. And this one is, it goes, don't let my heart harden, don't let my joy be taken. Let me live without a bargain. Let me see your love and awaken. I pray with contemplation. Your words give me upheaval. Lead me not into temptation and deliver me from evil. And this says, if your heartbeat continues, your dreams are still awaiting. And this says, I walk, this is called Heavenly Realities. I walk in heavenly realities. I allow the light beams to touch my face. I seek what is seeking me. I am surviving and thriving by grace. I activate the promised land. It lives inside my heart. It helps to change my atmosphere at any time or any day is a good start. And contortion delight, never-ending stretches of imagination, graceful in dark and light, touching the heart of one's hyperextended emotions, allowing limberness to unbend one's tight mind while reaching its new poses of contortion delight. And this last one is, if kisses were raindrops, I would give you rain, showers. If hugs were freedom, I would give you the wind. If romance were timeless, I would give it to you for hours. If loving you were my heart, I would give you mine. If friendship were starburst, I would give you the universe. If our connection touches rainbows, all will be fine. And that's that.
Wow. That was,
it was
beautiful.
Too many,
there's
though.
So many that I loved that I started writing them down, and I'm like, well, I love most of them, all of them.
Thank you.
That was so beautiful. I love your poem.
Oh, thank you,
they're
Mary.
So touchy.
My goodness.
They're really, really
touchy. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Liz. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for sharing them with us.
Yeah. Of course. Absolutely.
We love to hear them.
Thank you.
Well, ladies,
so,
we're still waiting for Peg, right?
Yeah.
She's coming around 8, you said, Mary?
Yeah, around 8 o'clock, and then my daughter, you know, has the baby, so she'll join us as soon as she can. So I was trying to pull a card for the collective, which I did. I'm just trying to find the actual card meaning.
Okay.
It's the Medicine Mother came out, and it's Honor Your Inner Knowing. You know, it's what we're doing right now, right? It's honoring who we are right now. So it says, mm-hmm. take action, do what you need to do. And it says, mother always knows best, they say. And it's true. We all know a maternal figure who is extremely intuitive and insightful. And the medicine mother has gone through many ups and downs. She has lived and she has lost. She knows what it's like to suffer and to want to give up. So the medicine of this card is that it's okay to make mistakes and get it wrong sometimes. And it's okay for things to come to an end. It's not the end of the world. It's just the end of one chapter and the beginning of something new. Wow, how beautiful. The medicine mother reminds you that even though you will have low lows, you aren't here to suffer. You're here to be supported and to support others. Let her give you the loving encouragement to take the next step forward. There is an old pattern rising up in you, which is rising up in everyone right now because of what the planets are doing, the Mercury retrograde, the solar eclipse. I mean, there's so many things going on. So there's an old pattern rising up on you. Now, and it's time to deal with it and release it for good. You're being encouraged to love and respect yourself enough to take the steps you know you need to take to move closer to where you'd like to be. You already know the answers. You know what you need to do. you may have been using delaying tactics or holding back, but now you are being guided to take action. Action requires courage, but your angels and guides are bringing you the courage to move forward. Take just one step. When you do, the next one will be presented to you. Wow, what a beautiful message. I couldn't agree more with the message tonight. And I'll post that on Sacred Ember Network as well, because it's amazing.
It is. I can't wait to see it again. I want to read that again. I mean, here, you know.
And I'll post the whole book, you know, like the whole meaning, because it's truly what we are going through. You know, there's a lot of stuff coming out, and we just need to love ourselves, you know, and just be good to ourselves. Self-love is the most important thing. You know, like looking for love outside of you is, you know, first it starts with you. So, you know, that's the most important step to do, self-love. So,
absolutely.
Okay,
and
so,
I agree, Mary, that it lines right up with this time of year, because, you know, it was Samhain, obviously, too, and that is the, for the Celtic and pagan, you know, people, that's the end of the year. It's the new year for them. So we're definitely in a time of things coming to an end, wrapping up, and now we're going to go retreat for a little while in the winter and hide away, right? And then we'll be ready to blossom again in the spring.
Yeah.
So lots of good things going on.
That's nice.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is beautiful. My daughter is going to have a card for the collective. Yes, she'll pull it out. She has it. Okay. Are you on,
Adriana? Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so the card I got is from my postcard from Spirit. It says, "Dearest you, over here there is no mystery for us to unravel, as we know intimately how connected we all are, how the web of creation works, and how spirit is in every aspect of life, from the invisible to the visible. But it's impossible for humans to comprehend the complexities of how things actually work, because the most important threads in the tapestry don't make sense in the dimension you live in. That said, can you feel the importance of these currents of energy that bring events together in miraculous ways? You can't understand with your mind, but you can know with your heart and soul. Trust that even though you don't know the how, the what, or the why, we do. Surrender to the mystery and have faith that the unseen world is watching you with loving eyes as spirit weaves your life's mysterious and beautiful tapestry in glorious technicolor. Loving you so much, as always."
Oh, that is wonderful.
That coincides with this card and everything that we're going through. That's so beautiful. Because that's where we have to, like, trust in God that, you know, everything is happening in divine timing, trusting that, you know, if we're rerouted or uprooted from something that we were doing, it's because, you know, we need to trust that the divine plan is bigger than ours, or God's plan is bigger than ours. And it's just the trust. The trust is the most important thing. I mean, I've had to trust this whole time. You know, I left my corporate job and I'm doing this for a living. And, you know, it's something that I enjoy doing. I love helping people. So it's just amazing. It's not work. It's just, you know, it's a life, your life purpose. So I'm so grateful to be able to do this type of work. And I'm sure you guys could agree as well. That is so great to help people.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like work. It feels like, you know, something, we're just helping our friends, basically. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
It's true. We help a lot of people out. I find that the people that need us seem to gravitate to us in some way or another and cross our paths, which is always so neat and
interesting to see unfold as well.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, they do.
Well, ladies, I see our synchronicities are already lining up this evening. Shall we take a caller?
Yes.
See if we can keep it up?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Area code 850, you're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your first name?
Yes, my first name is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I sure do. I don't know if I called your show or not. Well, I'm wondering when my daughter's going to have her daughter. I mean, her daughter, when she's going to have her baby. but I'm also trying to find a camper, a small camper, like under like 13, 14 feet, one that's real cheap because I can't afford a lot because I live on disability. And I'm like, I'm trying to maybe give me some clues of where to look at on Craigslist, what towns or what areas to look. I've tried different states, trying to, you know, close to the proximity of Florida, you know, like Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, you know, and just Alabama. I've been looking everywhere. It's hard to find one in my price range, you know.
Okay. Let's see what we can get.
You want me to go?
Michelle? Hi, June.
Okay.
Should I go?
Yeah.
If you want, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, Michelle. It's Jan. And
hey.
Immediately, the ostrich. The ostrich. So, and I don't think I've ever seen an ostrich yet. Not one time for someone. So, sort out whatever is no longer useful to you and let it go to make room for the new. You're completely protected from any harmful psychic or spiritual intrusions. Find some practical uses for whatever inspiration and ideas have come to you recently. Be courageous in exploring and gathering information from new spiritual ideas. This is a great time to satisfy your hunger for knowledge, pursuing a course of study, whether informal or formal. You're capable of accessing dimensions of the spiritual realm, so it's a good time to try and stay grounded too. And you do not tolerate any intimidation or threats, and you could defend yourself. You're a practical person. Once you've gathered enough intellectual and intuitive information, you will make a very sensible choice. So that sounds like what you're doing right now. And it says that with a very strong digestive system, you can eat almost anything. That's funny. That's interesting. That's really neat. So what I was getting about the going to look for the – what are you looking for again that you want to purchase?
A travel trailer, a small camper, like 13 feet, 14 feet.
Yeah, I kept hearing that there's one nearer you than farther away. You know what I mean? Like it's.
Okay.
I don't know what city or state it would be in because I'm not getting that right now. But I'm hearing that it's closer to you than you think. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's what I'm getting now. The ladies may have will like to see what they say, but I'm getting something in your. Closer proximity to find this. To find
okay.
this.
And
yeah. So, so I'm just going to leave that with you for now. And as far as the baby, good congratulations for your daughter's baby
you.
Coming. And,
yeah. I'm ready. I'm
yeah.
ready to go home to my. I'm ready to go home to my husband. They don't have a babysitter,
right.
So her husband's got to work, and she's on bed rest, and so
oh,
my husband misses me, but I know she needs me right now, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice that you're there with her. That's really nice of you.
Yeah, I'm like almost 3 hours away from home, and it's like, oh, I miss home.
And they know, do they know what the baby is?
A girl.
Yeah, that's what I got. Okay. Well, I feel like she's coming pretty soon, isn't she?
Oh, we hope so. She was actually in the hospital last week for 6 days.
She
had a kidney that swelled 3 times its size. Her sugar went out the roof, and they couldn't find the infection at first, but the infection of the kidneys is what set her into preterm labor. And so they had to give her medicine. They had to give her medicine to stop it. And then her white blood count dropped really low, and they had to give her a blood transfusion. And then they gave her steroids to develop the baby's lungs in case she had the baby, because all her babies had been early. And they stopped the labor, and they said if she goes into labor again, they're not going to stop it because they want to fix her kidneys, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and then she lost her mucus plug too. So
she lost her what?
She lost her mucus plug yesterday, so I'm thinking it's going to be close.
It feels like it's coming very soon. That's what I'm getting. So I wish you luck, and I wish her luck, and
thank you.
God bless
you,
and I'll pass you all over.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Catherine or Adriana or Mary, I don't know who wants to go next.
Sure.
My daughter's name is Adriana.
So this is Catherine, and
I pulled two cards
from you, but initially, before I even pulled the cards, what came to me was affirmations and, you know, just visualizing and thinking positively, and the I am is I am abundant. I am, and then you put in what you want. So that's your intention, right? Whatever it is, in terms of your filler and the timing and all of that.
I want the baby to be born today. It's my mom's birthday.
Well, there you go. So, but you truly want to believe it, like it's already happened. So you want to put it with your whole heart, mind, and soul. You know, just believe it. Just, you know, trust in it. So let me tell you the cards that I did pull. One is from the Angel Therapy deck, and I did pull the heart chakra. And this is the answer that you seek is in your heart right now. Be open to giving and receiving love. So the angels want you to trust your feelings. Your heart is wise, and it's calling for you to make important changes. Trust that this wisdom, as it won't let you down. Every time you defy your inner feeling, your heart breaks a little. Your heart and your relationship with yourself by honoring your emotions. For instance, if you're unhappy with a situation, it means that something is wrong and action is necessary. So so the angels are there to give you courage and support you and to make healthy changes on your home and at work. And in life. So that was pretty synchronistic. And then the other card I pulled is Guardian Angel. And this is Watch for Signs. What's that? It says, you're not alone. So watch for signs and reminders from your angels and loved ones that they are close by. Remember, they are working hard to guide you. The Guardian Angel card shows the white feather that has become known as the Guardian Angel's business card. So whenever you see a white feather appear in your life, this card appears in the reading. It's a message to say your Guardian Angels and Ancestor Guides are particularly close at this time and are there to support you and your loved ones. If you have asked for help with a particular situation, know that there is divine intervention in the works at this time.
That was a good card for me. It gave me chills.
Yeah, it gave me chills.
I'm having problems with my youngest daughter, so that really helped.
Oh, good. I'm so happy. Okay. Who wants to go next? That's all I have.
Awesome read, honey.
Thank you.
Adriana or Mary?
Hey, Adriana.
Hi, how are you, Michelle?
Fine. You're my other daughter, huh?
So
my
I
pretty
thought,
little Adriana. That's how I got her name from Garth Brooks. My pretty little Adriana. You'll have to listen to it.
So I answered your question in regards to the trailer.
Uh-huh.
You're looking for. And I got Jacksonville, Florida. Are you close by to that?
Yeah, it's probably about 4 hours.
Okay. Because that's what I was picking up in regards to that, your question. And then I pulled a card from Postcards from Spirit for you. And it says, dearest you, as you think, so will you experience life. Thoughts are that powerful, and they need minding. Let the unruly, chaotic ones settle down so they serve you or get released instead of wrecking havoc. These thoughts arise when connected to the energy of fear and often masquerade as truth. Yet the real truth is that, essentially, all is well. Of course, you have thoughts that are positive, strong, organizing, accepting, creative, open, and so on. Those are the ones we want you to keep thinking, and they have a less frantic quality. They're stimulating in a good way and don't get away from you. How do you keep an inner eye on your thoughts? Meditate and leave judgment out of the mix. Everyone has those fearful thoughts. Love them, love yourself, and then choose the thoughts you want the world to reflect back. Life is not as hard as you think. Loving you so much.
That's really good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
that
honey.
Beautiful. Wow. Okay,
yeah,
so,
it was.
this is Mary. Michelle, and I got the same thing as my daughter. I was seeing palm trees, so I was like, this got to be Florida, and then I heard Florida, but she narrowed it down to Jacksonville, so that's good. And I just wanted to say good luck with the baby.
Thank you.
Then I also pulled, you're welcome, a Kuan Yin card for you, which is the same as Mother Mary, and the card is self-liberation. Nothing you could do would cause me to turn away from you. Liberate yourself from judgment. When you choose to believe you are worthy, you empower my grace in your life. So believe that you're worthy of everything that is coming to you, you know, in this new life of yours. Everyone is having new beginnings, whether it's love, whether it's, you know, your trailer, the truck that you're looking for to travel in, you know, it's just many things are changing. There's lots of transformation and new beginnings. So I just want to say, you know, good luck with everything. And I'll switch you over to Liz now so that she could give you her reading as she's so patiently awaiting.
You.
You're welcome, Michelle.
So, Michelle, I pulled two cards for you from the Energy and Spirit Oracle. And ironically, they are the numbers are mine and my son's birthday, which I thought was funny since you were calling about you and your daughter. So the first card was number 10. Yeah, so number 10, and my birthday's on the 10th, is Archangel Raziel.
Mine's October. My birthday's
October.
10th? Yeah. Well, no, it's October the 4th. October the
14th. Yeah. Perfect. So it lines up with you, too. So Archangel Raziel, wisdom, inspiration, and Akashic Records. So right in line with what Jan said, this is about your intuition opening up and expanding. And you have the ability, you know, when you were asking where should I look, for the camper or anything. It doesn't just have to be the camper, anything at all you want to know about. You could take that time, take a few moments, quiet your mind, get yourself in a quiet space, and tap in and see what your higher power and your intuition has to tell you. You know, your intuition is a muscle. So the more you work it, the stronger it becomes, the more open it is. And I wanted to tell you, Archangel Raziel is known as the Angel of Mysteries because God reveals holy secrets to him. If Raziel visits you, he likely has some new spiritual insights or creative ideas to deliver to you. So definitely tap into your intuition because it's going to point you down paths that are maybe you're going to think that they sound really fun, but they may seem a little far out to anyone in your immediate circle or anyone you try to tell. But you know what? Do them anyway because you were shown those insights. You had those thoughts because the angels are sending them to you because they're meant for you. So don't let anyone else tell you that they're not good thoughts or good ideas because they are. And then
how do I open my intuition a little bit better?
How do you do it?
Well, sometimes it's just thoughts that come to me, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yep. A lot of times that's how it is. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't necessarily come through as, you know, like a written out script in a book that you're reading or someone giving you exact directions. It's more bits and pieces and you learning to trust those bits and pieces. Like Mary had said in the beginning of the show, you know, trusting and just and acting on them. And as you do, and things work out for you, you trust it more and more, and you just keep following that path. You keep knowing, you keep becoming more familiar with that voice. We've tuned it out for so long that it sounds like a stranger to us, but really it should be the first thing we listen to. But we've let ego override everything that we came here with when we were born. So now it's just tapping back in and strengthening it. And you'll find as you start to trust those thoughts and those ideas that pop in your head and they work out, you're going to go, yeah, look at that. I listened. You know, you'll be mindful of it. You'll get excited.
Yeah, sometimes I'll be thinking something and somebody will say it, you know, and I'm like, I was just thinking that.
Yeah, right? And then you know, like that's to you. You can do like, okay, I did it again.
And it happens all the time.
Uh-huh. See? So just trust yourself. Believe yourself. They're showing you. They're always showing us. They're always pointing out coincidences and things, and we're brushing them off and going, eh, it's just a coincidence. It's there's no such thing as coincidence. It's all on purpose. It all happens for a reason. So start being mindful and paying attention, and you'll see it'll start to become stronger and stronger very quickly because you already know that it's working. Now it's just using it and putting it to use for yourself, for your good.
I got you.
Did you see your second Coco? Oh, what was that?
I said, I got you.
I'm
listening.
So the second card is number 29, connections, partnership, contract, and commitment. So this I felt was around the camper, that you are going to find something. You're actually going to find it kind of in an organic way. I don't think you're really going to look very hard. And Catherine talked about this, and I got sidetracked. Catherine was saying how, you know, to manifest things in your life, right, you have to imagine them, picture them like they're here. So that's exactly what I was thinking with the camper. Envision the camper you want, envision the price range, you know, and say, I'm going to find this camper in, you know, within 4 hours of me, and it's going to be this and have this price. And it's going to be one of these things, you're going to be trusting your intuition and you're just going to follow some, like, I don't know what led me here. And you're going to be in the right place where you need to be and make this organic discovery and
connection with this Cancer all at the same time. And it can really be that way for everything that you do. But this is specifically, you know, talking about the Cancer this time. But you're going to become more and more in tune with it.
What does the 29 mean?
Intuition. Well, the 29.
That's my birthday.
That's
my birthday.
So that's my son's birthday also. And 2 plus 9 is 11, which
right.
We know 11 is an angel number. So
yeah.
The number of alignment and knowing that spirit's with you.
Yeah. And my dad and my mom, my dad's in spirit, but my dad and mom's anniversary was August the 29th. That's just kind of weird.
That's my son's birthday.
Is it really? Oh, my goodness.
It is.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. Pretty crazy.
Wow.
There's
yeah,
no
it
coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a second card deck sitting here next to me. It's the Witch's Wisdom Tarot deck. And I wasn't actually using it for you, but I looked down and all of a sudden there was a card on my keyboard, which was not near the card deck really. And I thought, what the heck is this? And I flipped it over and it's the Goddess of Fire. And this is about you coming back to your original, the original state of who you were when you came here. Just like we were saying, tapping into the intuition, getting to that root being that we were. But also tapping into the wisdom of your mother. So this is it's talking about honoring the crone stage in life, the wisdom that you've learned, the you know, knowing to set your boundaries and all those things. But I also felt this was a little bit of a symbol that your grandbaby may be coming today because the mother figure was coming through here. So
oh wow,
I'll put that out there because that was my initial
wow.
gut feeling.
Oh gosh, I hope.
She better hurry up.
So this is, and I'll read you this because this was what got me to you going back to your original root essence was the card says, beware the mob, seek truth, honor the crone, learn the old ways. And it's asking you to, you know, look at these people in your life. Who is the grandmother in your life? An older woman? Or is it you or a part of you? Respect and attend to her wisdom and the power in all she's learned. How life challenges and changes you. What matters and what doesn't. How to love and be loved. Learn the unexpected magic of how things get better with age. So I thought it was a beautiful message in that regard because it kind of ties you together with this stage that you're in right now, right? Becoming a grandmother and but also today thinking about your mother and calling her in, and I thought that card didn't end up on my keyboard for no reason. So I'll leave
oh,
you with that.
That is thank you so much, ladies. It was beautiful.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Let
thank
us
you,
know
you're
when you pass that little bundle.
I will. I'll have to let y'all know when it comes.
Please do.
All right. Have a great night. And we look forward
thank
to hearing
you.
Back from you.
Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome.
Honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Whoa. What a great first call, ladies.
I know. Wow.
Absolutely.
That was so wild. I laughed, Jen, when you said you saw an ostrich. I thought, how wild is that?
I know.
And then you said you never saw one before, and I was like, okay, it is odd then. But they are, those ostriches, if you've never seen one in person, they're actually pretty intimidating. They're a little aggressive.
Oh,
they are.
I have seen one. I have seen one. They had one in our show in Reno, and I would go downstairs to rehearse this one number that I was working on, and the ostrich was down there, and it got loose one time. Oh my God!
Oh.
And the owners, they had to tell me to get, you know, go over here because it was running around and it was scary. It was really intense. Yeah,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
they are. They're very aggressive.
I just
near where I live,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, so near where I live is Animal Adventure Park, which is home of April the giraffe, if you remember her from a couple years ago, the pregnant giraffe that they filmed forever. And they have ostriches up there. And where they, when they first opened, they were a little tiny, like, petting zoo thing. And the ostriches, you couldn't actually touch, but you could feed them through a tube. But they would start running in a circle, and it feels like we could feel the ground shaking. They're so strong, powerful animals.
Yes,
they're crazy.
They are. And they go in a circle. They run in a round in a circle. Exactly.
It wild.
Oh my gosh.
Very intense.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I was away, I took my grandchildren to a drive-through safari, and we had food to feed what animals would come up. And the ostrich was one of them. And I had idea how aggressive they were. So they were screaming, and I let out a yell because it put its whole head inside the car window. It would not get out. And so we had, like, I didn't, you know, want to drive too fast, you know, just but I wanted to get away from the ostrich because it was just very – whoever said intimidating was a good word. But it was very funny at the same time, but intimidating. I have a video.
It's crazy. That's, this place has put in a drive-through as well this year, and the ostriches are loose, you know, coming around. A couple weeks ago on the Sacred Embers page, I posted the picture of the camels in our friend and I were driving through, and the camels, they had their head – every animal there puts their head right in your car. It's crazy. but those camels are so invasive. But the ostriches are right
they
before the camels.
Oh, my God.
I would feel more safe with a camel than an ostrich, I think.
Yeah. The ostrich, you know, like Catherine said, they're a little like, you know, they've got that pointy beak and they're coming in the car at you.
Yeah.
It's scary.
It was
they're stronger than they look, you know. Crazy. All right. Well, should we take another caller, ladies? We have a few on here. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Area code 614. You're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your first name, please?
Hello, it's Chelsea. Hi, Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea. Do you have a question for us?
No, Mary just told me to join in the call. My first time calling.
Yes, it's her first time calling. I invited her to, her message. Just an intuitive message, whatever comes up for Chelsea. I go to Chelsea's... healthy hype every day to get a shake. My protein shake.
Oh. All right.
Oh, all right.
Neat.
Yeah. Let's see what we get for you, Chelsea.
All righty.
Shall I go?
Yes, sure, Jan.
Okay. So, hi, Chelsea. It's Jan. And immediately I'm seeing a dog, but the dog looks brindle colored. Brindle, you know, like black, brown, orange colors. Do you have any idea of that anywhere of a dog brindle colored?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's the color I saw. I did have a boxer that was a brindle color. But this dog was really, it wasn't a boxer, it was a really big dog, huge. And maybe it's a Great Dane, or I think it was a Great Dane, one of the really big dogs. But anyway, the dog says, keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life. It's important for you to volunteer or for something purely in the spirit of service. remain determined and resolute even if you face some negativity or disappointment. Show your love and appreciation in creative ways to those you're closest to. Give your loyalty to those you love and cherish. If you're feeling that the dog comes in when you call on the dog when you're working on a project that you need help with, or if you're feeling lonely or needing companionship, they give out very strong protection towards us. They also do very well when you work in service to humanity and working in groups of people. And they are also remind us to respond quickest to people in need, and they're very loyal to friends and to the work situation and community. So if any of that resonates to you, then that's one of your animals, I would think. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, good. All right, so I'm going to pass you over.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Catherine?
Okay. The dog was barking, so that's why I just hesitated for a second. I'm sorry. I pulled the card, Living Light Energy, and the message is see the beauty in life and spend time in nature. And understanding that everything is energy, the air we breathe, the elements, emotions, sounds, animals, people, our thoughts, all this is energy. So Living Light Energy is positively charged and full of physical life, radiating its permanence throughout the universe. So cosmic and earthy energy is all Living Light Energy as it stems from Source. So all of creation, right? So in a nutshell, right now it's saying to see the beauty in life, the simplicity of nature, and its divine elegance will encourage you to reset your mind in the present moment, and that all energy is recycled. Know that now you are changing your attitude in life, soon to emerge from the deep slumber of transformation. So surround yourself with living energy, such as plants, crystals, minerals, to support your light body through this powerful transition. And the angel assistance that they're recommending here is my Archangel Uriel, who is, she is connected with nature, animals, nature spirits, and environmental issues, animals. So you can call upon that archangel, in terms of all that, connecting with animals, nature, healthy living. So I hope that resonated and helped.
Yes, it did. Thank you.
You're welcome. I just pulled one card. So, who's next?
I think Adriana, she's ready.
Yes, Adriana.
Chelsea.
Yes. Hi, Chelsea. How are you? It's Adriana. So, I got two cards for you. One of them is respect your physical body, detox, rejuvenate, relax. It's saying to attend to your physical, emotional, and mental space. Creating a bubble in your routine where you can process and release stress, emotions, or physical impurities. You can, go out to the sauna, go for a run or a walk just to get some fresh air. And I also pulled a card from my postcards from Spirit for you, and it says, dearest you, all of your prayers are heard and mirrored back to you from the unseen realm. Be grateful, praise things before they manifest, and always ask for the highest good. When you plead and beg, that will bring you only more reasons to plead and beg. Instead, offer your prayers as sacred gifts
as a testament to your faith in a higher power. Open up and let spirit move through you and comfort you. Add meditation as a way to become empty so you will be ready to be filled with inspired epiphanies, peace, understanding, and joy. In this moment, your prayers are being answered for the highest good of both you and all life. Sometimes what you pray for is not supposed to happen for you, and your prayers will be answered in surprising ways. At this moment, we are listening intently to your prayers and want you to know that your highest good is our priority. All is well.
Wow. That is beautiful.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, it is.
I love that.
Wow. Chelsea, it's Mary. Thank you for calling and supporting us. So that was my daughter that just gave you a reading and all the other amazing mediums here and psychics on this show. And I pulled a card for you, or two cards for you. One of them from my Kuan Yin deck, and it says, be gentle. I am powerful enough to be gentle. You have my wisdom within your heart. That's Mother Mary. When you are gentle with yourself, you allow me to love you. Be kind. You deserve compassion. And the next card I pulled for you was a guardian angel. So it says, you are never alone. And it says, watch for signs and reminders from your angels and loved ones that they are close by. Remember, they are working hard to guide you. The guardian angels sometimes shows white feathers, you know, that would show you a way that they're with you as well. And then it says, everyone has a guardian angel who has been with them in all their past lifetimes and will be there in all the lifetimes to come. So know that you are never, never alone and never will be alone. This card is a huge reminder that there is always help and support available to you. Your guardian angel is with you now and is here to aid you in all of your endeavors. In order to fully receive their support, you must first ask for it, then surrender to the process. Know that whatever unfolds will be for your highest good. Wow, that gave me chills for you, Chelsea, because I know we've spoken
awesome.
A lot about things. So, yeah, that's so beautiful. Just call them in because, you know, they're there. It's just we must invite them in for them to help us. And Mary's with you, too. So show yourself, you know, be kind to yourself, love yourself. Like my daughter mentioned, you know, like go to spas, go take a walk in nature. You know, I know you work a lot, but, you know, take some me time, too. So and I'll leave you with that, and I'm going to switch you over to Liz. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Hi, Chelsea. It's Liz.
Hi.
I have three cards for you. The first one is from the Energy and Spirit Oracle, and it's number 9, the Healing Heart. And it says, love, acceptance, and romance. Excuse me. This card is a bright yellow heart, not a red heart like you could expect. And the yellow heart is about your solar plexus and self-love and self-care, reconnecting with you and your power, self-love and nurturing, right? So it's time for you to take care of yourself and heal all those things that have been inflicted on you by other people during this lifetime. You know, all the things that we tend to carry around with us and believe because someone told us that we weren't, you know, we weren't smart enough, or we weren't good enough, or we weren't, you know, whatever the case may be. This is time for us to say, no, I am. I am good enough. I am smart enough. I am all the things I need to be. And reminding ourselves that and fully loving ourselves. So it's about building back your personal power and your self-esteem, using I am affirmations. So I am loved. I am loved. I am beautiful, I am safe, I am protected, I'm happy, whatever it is that you need to hear to make yourself feel better, feel confident and secure.
And then I got two cards for you from the Witch's Wisdom Tarot. The first one is the Messenger of Air, and it's like this angel boy in the he's drawn into like the I don't know if you're familiar in the Northeast, and the geese fly south and they make the arrow pattern in the sky. So this angel figure is like the geese are in the sky in that formation, and he's kind of like a figure carved into their formation there. But he is about, you know, all those things that you want and aspire for in your life, all the things that you're dreaming of, and you're like, oh, that's just crazy type dreams, you know, it'll never happen, blah, blah, blah. It will happen. It can happen if you believe and if you trust your angels. So it's saying, you know, all those big, crazy, wild dreams that you think you're having, send them out to your angels and say, you know what, I'm ready. You know, bring me these things, bring them to me. And then just trust that they're going to come in the right time, because divine timing is always how the angels work. They bring it to us right when we need it. But it's, you know, believe in those dreams and know that they're possible, because they are. And a lot of times, you know, I said this to Michelle too, you know, we think we have these crazy wild ideas that don't seem realistic to anyone around us, and everyone around us tries to shut us down and say, that's crazy, you can't do that, that's unrealistic, that's not conventional, blah, blah, blah. No, who cares? It doesn't matter. You were given the idea because it's meant for you, and you're going to be good at it. You're going to be successful at it. You're going to, it's going to be what works for you. So all those crazy things, don't think they're crazy. They're coming to you. Those ideas are popping in your mind because of the help of your angels. They're putting them there for you, helping you. So this card says, to dream, ask, believe. Anything is possible. So I thought that was a beautiful message.
Yeah,
because I
for
feel
sure.
like you have some thoughts for things that you want to do in your life, and you're saying, oh, I don't know, you know, it's a big jump, but it's okay. Go for it. And your final card is Goddess of Earth, and this was perfect. It's going out and doing a little connecting with the earth, even though, you know, it's getting a little chilly, but take some time to be outside, breathe the fresh air. Really, if you can, you know, bare feet to the ground is wonderful. And believe in the unlimited abundance that there is out there for us, because we have it. There is no shortage of anything. That's a limitation that our ego has placed on us in this human constraint, and there is no limit. Anything we want is available as long as we believe. So I'm going to read you what this card says. The Earth Goddess, Mother Earth, appears to bless you with the nourishment your body and soul need. She embodies love and abundance. Hers is the real law of abundance. One seed planted, tended, and harvested yields a thousand. But you must also know this real secret. Take no more than you need. Give back in kind, and there will always be enough for everyone. So, you know, remembering that all those times that you've given and been generous, and know that you'll be repaid, and to not be generous in the future, because it's always going to come back. It may not come back to you from the person that you gave it to, but it will come back to you somehow. It always does. It always makes its way back around. And knowing that it's all there. There's enough. There's plenty for everyone of everything. Plenty of success, plenty of abundance, plenty of wealth, plenty of customers, plenty of all those things. There's more than enough. So we have no need to fear any lack or shortage of anything. There's plenty. And when we connect with the earth, it reminds us that we are all connected, that we are all a part of something bigger. And we can feel that, for me anyway, you know, you can feel that like, okay, I am safe. I can trust. I know that it's coming when the time is right. and it helps to bring us back to that grounded center, I feel like. So I hope those messages give you a little inspiration and a little insight, Chelsea. And we'd love to hear back from you. We'd love to hear follow-ups from our callers on how things have gone for them. So please let us know.
Okay, thank you all. Yes, they were all inspiring, and I loved it so much.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
And we'll, when we come visit Mary, we'll be out for a smoothie.
Yeah, for sure.
You'll be addicted. I'm addicted. She makes the best ones. They all do. The whole staff do.
Well, then we really can't wait. Road trip.
Yeah.
Yes. Hopefully I can meet all of you soon.
Yes. Well, have a great evening, Chelsea, and we hope to hear back from you soon.
Yep, thank you. You guys too.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Oh. What a nice one. And I think Peg is here.
Yes.
Hi, Peg.
I am
here.
Hello, everyone. I am here.
Hi.
Nice to be here. Sorry it's been a while.
That's okay.
Hi, Peg.
But I'm back.
Yay.
I can talk now. My voice
Yay.
Is a little bit
Now
more
it's
clear.
DC's turn. Yeah, now it's DC's turn.
Yeah. So that's funny because my mentor has not had her voice for 2 weeks also, Peg. She's been having laryngitis.
Oh, really?
It must be something in the air.
I think so.
Yeah. Throat chakra being worked
on. Definitely affected me big time.
Yeah.
So,
maybe
I think it's
I wonder
just
if I'm
changing
over vocal. Yeah. Absolutely. Are you ready to give some messages with us this evening, Peg?
Oh, yes, I am.
All yep. right.
Yay. A while.
All right. Well, are we ready for our next caller, ladies?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get her on here. Area code 814, you're live with Angela Insert. Could we have your first name?
Hi, this is Amy.
Area code 814. Oh, hi, Amy. Do you have a question for us?
I do. I just got a job offer, and I just wanted to make sure my current place of employment can't do anything to hurt me getting that job.
Okay. Let's see what we've got for you. Jan, are you seeing anything?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Hi, Amy, it's Jan. And
hi.
I immediately see a frog and a bear for you. So let me just quickly run by these. Frog is when frog is turning into I don't know how to describe it. It'll say it here. They turn into things, you know. I could just 139. Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm taking so long.
You're fine, Jan.
I just get frustrated with this. Because the book is messed up. It has. Anyway, I'll get there. It's almost there. It says if
you
hear a frog during.
Like-
Yeah, like a regular frog, you know, with
gotcha.
The bulging eyes and everything. Yeah, if you hear a frog during the daytime, it will rain very soon. But it says do a physical cleanse to detoxify your body. Do an emotional cleanse by letting yourself really feel your emotions. And cry if you need to clear any emotional toxicity. Singing or chanting out loud will help you feel more balanced and at peace. You're entering a time of plenty and abundance. This is a start of a slow and steady transformational process for you, a movement from an old life to a new life. That's what I love about Frog. They go from one to the next. It's a change, a big transformation here. So that's interesting, considering that you're trying to get a new job. Isn't that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, I got a job offer, but they have to do, like, my background check, my references, and I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
It's a transfer from one agency to another, and I just want to make sure that they don't do anything to mess things up for me, my current job.
Oh, I don't think so. Nope, I don't feel that way. I feel like you're going to get this new job. Boom. Yep.
Okay.
And, I mean, that's the immediate feeling I'm getting right now. I would think this job you're in is going to be really sad to see you go, aren't they? Don't
well,
you feel that way? Don't you feel that, you know, they don't really want you to go, but I don't think they're going to do anything to mess you up. I don't feel that way, but I feel like you're going to get this new job, too.
Okay, because they didn't give me – my boss's job was up for promotion, and he kind of led me to believe that I was going to get his job. Well, they hired somebody from the outside. And so
did they?
I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I've been there for so many years, and he lied straight to my face, you know, and made me think that I was going to get the job. And then I hear, not from him, they still haven't told me, that somebody else is coming in.
Wow.
And I just don't get it.
Ooh,
I don't get
why
they picked her. The only thing I can think of is that they think that she's going to be a yes person and never, because I like things done the proper way and the correct way. I don't like to sneak around and lie and do things underhandedly, and they do.
Yeah. Well, I think it's nice that you're going to go for the next job. I think it's a good idea. And I think that they like the way it is. They want you to stay where you are, personally, and that's what I'm feeling. And so, but I completely get. I mean, I just heard right away that boom, you're going to get in that new job. That's what I'm getting. And so, I just want to see what the bear says, just out of curiosity. Set clear boundaries and don't compromise. There you go. Even if pressured, ask for what you want, whether or not you feel you'll get it. Get going on that creative project you have in mind. Take some time out from your usual routines and spend some time in solitude. You may be in need of physical or emotional healing. Be gentle and show your love to those you're close to. Go inside rather than reading or consulting others. Stay grounded. That it keeps saying there's need for physical and emotional healing here. And you're assertive and confident with a strong presence. You're a powerful healer. But you need times of reclusiveness for creative work. And winter is definitely a period to honor your need for quiet and solitude. You're very independent, preferring to do things yourself rather than asking for help. And you're a survivor. So I can feel that all about you. And so I think that's a strong message there for you.
That
and,
makes total sense about going into solitude, because this job is a work from home job too.
Oh, is it really? Oh, how interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm going to hand it over to the ladies because they have a lot of messages for you, but I feel like you could have either job. You can either stay there or go to the next one. It's up to you what you want. But I feel like the present people, they just want to keep, they like the way it is with you, where you are. I think that whoever they are, felt comfortable with you where you are, keeping you right there. But anyway, you know what you need to do. You feel what you need to do best. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Amy, this is Catherine, and I pulled a card from the Angels and Ancestors deck, and what came out was Lady. It enjoy growth and reap rewards is the message. So reap what you have sown and enjoy the fruits of your labor. Grow and expand in all areas of your life. So she represents an empress, like a goddess. And she is an abundant, bountiful, and creative being. She's closely connected to nature because it is her child. So she represents maternal energy and has more than enough love to give all who need nurturing. Patient of the goddess. And let me just go to the extended message here. Again, it talks about growth and abundance are all there. And all the seeds you have planted are coming to life. And there are plenty more rewards to come. This is a great card for you. In a material sense, this card can represent financial security and comfort. It shows that there will be more than enough to go around. If you are making business deals or setting intentions to create financial growth, this card indicates a considerable amount of monetary success. Lady can also usher in other forms of abundance, opportunities. It talks about relationships, just any type of opportunity. She will help you respect nature, connect with forces in order to have genuinely supported journey through life. So basically take time to get out and nurture yourself, right? And that would be, you know, just your alone time, right? But this is a genuinely great card for you. So I hope that helps you feel better about this job.
It does.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. You're welcome. Okay. I just pulled the one card. So.
Is Adriana?
Hi, Amy. It's Adriana.
Hi.
So I pulled two cards for you. I have the first card that says, remember who you are. No need to worry. You're a strong survivor. Reconnect with your truth. Do not give up. Reconnect with everything that creates joy in your life and makes your heart sing. So there's a woman on the card, and it's so funny that Jan mentioned the bear because the bear is right behind her. So...
Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
And bear is survivor, too.
Yes, yes. And then the postcard from Spirit is, dearest you, we need you to know that you can change things miraculously for you and everyone and make things right. It's never too late. Forgiveness is about releasing yourself from the burden of an old story. One in which you were a victim of someone else's actions or your own. You don't need to carry this around. You can set yourself free. Even advocating for good because of this experience requires your forgiveness to be effective. Forgiveness is never about condoning things that were done. It's about letting yourself off hook from carrying the burden. Resentment and hurt are like viruses that spread to others, and that is the opposite of what you really desire. Right? Imagine what your life would be like without the burdens that you carry when you do not forgive. You can do it. Everyone over here believes in you and adores you. So that's the two that I got for you.
Thank you.
Wow, beautiful. Amy, so it keeps going here. So what I wanted to say first that was coming through is don't let fear settle in. You've got this new job. There's no need to worry.
Okay.
And it says, I was getting, think of this as a blessing when one door closes, another one opens, that's going to be so much better. You know, there's always God's redirection on things, and this is a way to push you out that door and into a better situation. So I just got chills with that one. And then I got the Shield Maiden for you, and it says, have a plan in strategy to place before moving forward, which you do, right? And it says taking some time to assess what your next steps will be. All great warriors have a plan. You are a sensitive being, and if you are not prepared to take for the task you are taking on, you could end up feeling exposed and helpless. The ancestor guidance that is coming to you now is a reminder that you have a warrior's heart and that you have it within you to be more prepared and focused than you have ever been. So have a strategy in place and then let your guides support you as you move forward, which you are doing right now, right? You do have a plan. There's no need to plan because you have one. You have a backup plan. And then I have the Winter card came for you, and it says take care of your needs. And it's a wolf in the card. So I don't know. I know that didn't come in as a spirit animal for you, but it's, you know, it's a sign of being a leader, right? Being in charge. And that's exactly the type of job that you want and you will get because you are a leader. So that's how I get it from that card, is being a leader, which you already are. So those are my readings, Amy. I hope that's helped you.
It has. Thank you very much.
Okay, and I'll switch you up.
Awesome.
So hold on.
Oh. Peg, do you want to go first?
No, go ahead, Liz.
Okay. Well, Amy, I've got a couple cards for you, and it's pretty interesting. I pulled one card from the Energy and Spirit Oracle, and it's number 8, Teacher. And it says, learning a new path. So I immediately felt like there was no problem with the new job. I know that most places they can't really say anything negative about you when people call anymore at an employer because it creates a whole new level of lawsuits for them, so they don't do that anymore. But this is going to be a teaching experience, a learning and growth experience for you, this whole transition. You are going to go to the new job. You're also going to see where the current job is. You're not as comfortable there as you think, or, you know, you feel you might be.
Not anymore. I'm not. No. It's very toxic and...
So you've already known the discomfort. So this is about you embracing embracing who you are and being confident with who you are, being confident with your abilities, your capabilities, your qualifications for the job. And that you're going to be good at the job. You know what I mean? Just embrace that. Walk in with confidence. Walk in, you know, knowing that your current job, you know what to do. You know how to do that job, and you do it right, you do it well. Just because everyone else isn't doing it that way, that has nothing to do with you. You know what you're doing. So be confident in that. Embrace it. Stand in that power. Carry that power with you into the new position and know that you're a capable person. You are able to learn. You know how to do, you know how to pick up on things quickly and handle issues that come up. You're good at what you do. So have that confidence. Remember every morning, you know, even if you have to tell yourself, I'm good at this job, I'm good at what I do. So I thought it was interesting. The number 8, of course, is about infinity and abundance and all those things. And I looked it up because the other card I pulled from you from the Witch of Wisdom is also number 8. So 8 has a lot to say to you tonight. And it says, angel number 8 is calling for a change of mindset, more kindness towards other and self-love. awareness of our inner power, and the courage to take action toward our life goal. So what I said about, you know, embracing that confidence, and also realize that what's going on in the current job has nothing to do with you, and it's not anything that you've done right or wrong that's causing that. There's something else that is controlling that, and it doesn't have anything to do with you. It's separate. And that, you know, you're being redirected and moved to this new job because it's the better thing for you. The universe has stepped in and made this happen for you. So it is part of the divine plan. So the second card I have is Eight of Earth, and it is Spirit of Place. So this is, you already know that you're not comfortable in the current job, so you don't really have to do this. But, you know, Spirit of Place is when we go somewhere, when we are somewhere or in a place in life, is taking a mindful minute and breathing in and coming into contact with ourselves, how we feel. Do we really feel comfortable? Are we forcing ourselves to be comfortable because this is what we know? It's what we're, it's what we, you know, just what's easy for us. Or does it really not feel good to be there? And so I was going to invite you to go to, you know, go to the current job, take a mindful minute to close your eyes and kind of tune everything else out and breathe in and see how you feel. But you know that you don't feel good there, so you don't need to do it there. But, you know, it's something you can do anytime with anything that's going on in life, taking a moment to tap into yourself and how does this really feel? Because a lot of times we become so used to uncomfortableness that we accept it as normal and we don't realize any longer that we're uncomfortable. And I would imagine that that's probably how you were feeling in this job before you knew you were getting a new job. You probably felt like, this is where I am. I know this, you know, very comfortable. But really, you weren't comfortable. You didn't, but you just had been that way so long, you were like, this is what we're doing. And we all do it, right? We're all guilty of it. We've all been there. And also on this part is a circle of trees. The trees are in a circle, and so to me, this is saying, know that you're always surrounded and protected and you're safe. You're never alone. You're never by yourself. When you're feeling unhappy, when you're feeling uncomfortable, when you're feeling unsure, take a moment to, you know, call on your angels. Call them in to give you the support and the guidance and the whatever it is you're needing in that moment. Anytime you're not feeling the best that you can. Or uneasy about what's happening, or a little self-confident, you know, just call them in to help you. So I thought it was pretty powerful that you had the 2 8s there, and just the message of the number 8 is, you know, such a big one. With the possibilities are endless, the opportunities for us are endless, they're infinite. So there's so many things, anything you want to do, Amy, you really can. And it's just about you standing in your power and your confidence and owning it, because you are everything you need to be when you need to be it. And there's nothing to worry about. So that's my message for you. I will let Peg round this out for us and see what else she has, okay?
Sure. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The cards that I got were adventure and expansiveness, and that kind of culminates what everyone's been saying. You know, I know what it's like to be in a job and then get passed over, and, you know, thinking my life has ended, and, you know, and then worrying about, you know, what my work will say for the new job. And Liz is right. They can't say anything. So, but it's what we do as far as that worriedness. So I feel like your angels are asking you to just mental clear, delete that thought, you know, and look towards the expansiveness of this new job. And, you know, take all the, you know, take in all the experiences and everything that you'll have for this new job, and just know that, you know, all will be well for you. Yeah, I really do feel like you're going to get this job also, and, you know, just enjoy every minute of that, you know, and just know that your angels are with you on this experience for you. So I wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, so Amy, nice. We can't wait to hear back from you. Let us know how everything goes for you. And hope that you have a great evening, okay?
Okay, I will keep you in touch.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome.
Have a
good
luck.
Good night.
Wow, what another beautiful reading.
Yes.
We're
fantastic. On fire, girl. Peg's just adding to the flame here.
Yes.
It's just kind of
all
like
right.
A validation, right, that we're on the right track.
Yeah,
that she's
right?
on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. All right. Are we ready for another caller, ladies?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Area code 612, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Well, hi, ladies. My name is Constance. Oh,
hi, Constance.
Hi, Constance.
How are you? I missed you all. I've been listening for several weeks. And my dear Bluebell Jan, my dancing partner.
Hi, Constance.
Yes. How are you? How are you, Mary? And DC, and
thanks
for all of your prayers and love and kindness and thinking of me in this journey that I'm having, which is kind of I now call it a Rubik's Cube, because that's what it feels like, you know, when all the little slots keep turning round and round and you think you got it right and, oh, no, got to do this now, got to do this. So, my question is, do you have, well, this is so hard to predict because we really don't have any much control over so much. I mean, my mother told me this a long time ago, we control very little in this life. You know, we can just go with the flow and accept what is presented in the most gracious way that we can. And be grateful for what we have, because it's all we can do, be grateful. And I am grateful for all the things that I have. But I have been in this bed now for 2.5 years, and 4 surgeries scheduled and 4 canceled. Now, we've done all the stuff for number 5, except for the preoperative, which we had to wait on because other testing was involved. And it turned out just great, which I was pleased. However, there's some internal issues that caused me some troubles. But I think that I'll be able to walk again with a walker. They say this is all COVID damage. And I want you all out there listening, please wear a mask, KN95. Just wear the masks. It will save your life and the lives of others. And I mean that I've had it twice and survived it twice by the grace of God. And that's all I can say. And many, many people praying for me. So, and you guys were included because you've been praying for me as well. I know that. And thank you for your prayers and all of your grace that was given to me. and continues to be given to me. But I don't know what to say about time frames, because I just think that everything is just so up in the air, like a Rubik's Cube. Like, everyone is trying to coordinate, but it's going to be a sticky wicket, you know, of trying to get point A to point B to point C all connected. And I've got a wonderful, you know, primary care, he's internal medicine, connecting the dots. But I just don't know about time frames, but I sure would like to get out of this bed. You know, I mean, I would like to be able to walk again. That's my goal. And having danced on the big stage in the world with my pal, Jan, we know what that's like. We do.
Yeah.
Know. And to go
sure
from that
do.
To this is like, boy, that's a hard pill to swallow, as the mother would say.
Yeah.
I know she's watching, because I wake up and I go, Mom, and then I realize I'm not in my mother's house anymore. I'm in another house. But she seems to be right here. She was a critical care nurse for 45 years of her life. And it was heart transplants that she was doing. And so she was pretty, really skilled. And I think she's right around hovering. And it is All Saint and All Souls Day, so we
mm-hmm.
are to be in remembrance of those that have gone before us, and with the highest blessings and grace that they left us with, their values and also their beauty and their memories of just the most incredible care. And the lessons that they taught me in particular, and it goes back like two or three generations, because I took care of them when they were in their final hours and days. And I just wonder about me and my journey, like where, you know, I have terrible nightmares for some reason. A lot of them involve water, which is, of course, emotions. But I don't understand why it's taking this long, because, you know, I've been told the very worst scenario of never walking again. But I don't believe that. I refuse. Jan would know this, that you just refuse. You refuse to accept that that's going to be your destiny, is to live in this bed. No. I don't know what you ladies have to say about that, but I
Will
believe
Constance,
that that won't. Yeah.
I really don't think you're going to be living in that bed forever at all. I've never felt that you would are, and I think that you've gone through absolute hardship, and but things are, you keep facing them and going over the hoops of each one of them, and you're finally getting there. So it is going to happen, the surgery, and you're going to get through it. But I know it's been so hard, and I'm so sorry you've had to go through such hard times. God, it's been really hard, but let me tell you the animals real fast, and then the ladies can give you some divine messages also. I saw a little dog, and I think it's the dog it's your dog that's around you. So I'm just seeing your dog, and then I'm seeing a salamander, which is like, what? I never get salamander, but let's just go with it. I don't know why you're getting salamander, but as it turns out, it's a really cool message. So check this out. You're about to go through a subtle transformation. Don't try to hurry it along or dramatize it, but instead let it develop on its own pace. You're about to receive help from an unexpected source with respect to the dilemma you're facing. Cooperation with those around you and with the environment
is key to your success right now, and I think you know that. If you're entering into a new personal or business relationship, check things out carefully before proceeding. During this transition you're going through, be emotionally contained so that you don't get burned out or consumed by the changes. And I think you know that because it's been a very intense time for you. And you've kept yourself, you've tried to keep yourself together the whole way, and you've done a great job. You're very sensitive to your environment. You do your best when you live in an area that's non-toxic. It's necessary for your health and sanity to be working and living in a creative and supportive atmosphere and like-minded people. You tend to get involved and get very close to others, and you have considerable wisdom that you impact people with, and you can get fiery too if you get riled up.
that's natural.
I think that's funny. And so let's quickly go over to the I saw a fox for you.
And oh yeah, I love my foxes.
Oh good. Okay. I usually see an owl, but this time I saw the fox. Trust your intuition and be wary of someone you're involved with who may be attempting to trick you. Oh my God, you've had so much of that with all the stuff that you've been going through and having to work things out with all these people. You know, it's all been very tricky. Intelligence and ingenuity are more useful right now than confrontations. It's better for you to remain in the background right now. Take that position. Take that as a leadership role, remaining in the background. It's best to blend into your surroundings right now. It's important to, at this time, to break out of your social conditioning and express yourself more freely. Listen and hear, look and see, sense and feel. Trust your senses to guide you. Let's see, you're a night person at times, very productive, very creative, very keen observer, always watching others, noticing what's being said and what's not being said. You're an excellent parent or parental figure, very nurturing, protective, and conscientious, and you're capable of blending into the environment if you need to. You sometimes surprise people by coming up with very creative solutions. So anyway, that's what the fox said. And what I was getting for you is that I feel like it's just right around the corner, all this stuff that's going to be happening. I mean, it's just right around the corner. So you've hung in this long, so just keep hanging in there. That's what I'm getting very, very strongly. I'm seeing like a corner. It's just right around the corner. So you are so strong, Constance. You're so strong.
In German, they would say, die Kirche an die Ecke, which means the church on the corner. And it's all souls and saints. It's a holy day of obligation. And so it's a very special day to remember, to remind ourselves that we wouldn't even be here if it weren't for their sacrifices.
Isn't
we would
that
not
true?
Even exist.
I totally agree with you. And I put up a thing on my page about to honor our ancestors today. So
absolutely.
Anyway, thank you for all your beautiful words and wisdom. And I'm going to pass you over to...
This is Catherine.
Catherine. Uh-huh.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Constance. So I pulled a few cards for you. So one is from the Gateway of Light Activation Oracle deck, and I pulled the Inner Earth. And it's about the base chakra, strength and security and laying foundations. So... this would be your root chakra, right, found at the base of your spine, and is the energy center that governs our connection to the physical world and all of its lessons. This card transports us to the energetic gateway that connects us to to this planet and everything that we have learned during our many lifetimes here. We are being given a powerful opportunity to root down, to claim our right to be on this planet. And claim the truth that ultimately we are safe. In the image here, and this realm is called the underworld. This is a spiritual realm visited by shamans, journaling to collect energies, meet guardian beings, and reclaim parts of their power or the power of others that have been left behind. Know that if you are searching for parts of yourself, you have the opportunity to find them and build stable foundation here. You have the right to feel grounded, safe, and secure. So the extended message is you are being fully aware of what you are becoming fully aware of what you need in order to feel safe and fulfilled on this planet Earth. Know that it is part of your divine plan for you to be incarnated upon this planet now. And although at times you may have felt or feel unstable or that you have lost your way, you have been building up momentum. Be where you are today. You're in a space where you can build powerful foundations, a space where you can lay out exactly what you need, who you need to be, and what you need to do to flourish and grow. You have the opportunity to reclaim parts of yourself that you've buried deep within and reclaim gifts that have been abandoned. So the seeds you're planting are sending roots deep into Mother Earth. You are held and you are supported. So I hope that card rests. In terms of these operations and what you're going through, it's interesting. I have a poem in front of me. I just wanted to read it to you because it's actually called No Fear. Would you mind if I read it to you?
Oh, that would be good. Go right ahead. Thank you.
True root of all mishaps. A creator victim that starts as a small spark of insecurity, igniting our frame with a doubt of ourselves and our abilities to manifest that which is perfect for our growth. It multiplies in our psyche, creates images many times their actual size, blinding us to the vast possibilities within our grasp. We become fascinated with fear's expansion, feeling fully compelled to feed it. Suddenly, fear becomes larger than ourselves and we are lost within its grasp. Better to live fearlessly. Rip it from your heart deliberately. Experience that eternal moment of freedom, often mistaken for emptiness. Allow love to flow in. You'll never miss fear once it's gone. It is only the anticipation of fear, believing, that begs it to stay. Let it go. Fear will lie to you in its quest for survival. Fear is necessary only to itself. See the truth and know no fear. That I feel like that's a powerful poem.
Absolutely.
And I thought it, you may just resonate with it, because choose love over fear. You know, those positive affirmations that you've been listening all night, been talking about. It's like I am choosing love over fear. And think that you are in a space where you're getting what you want, right? And so it's believing that it's yours already. So the second card I pulled is from the Angels and Ancestors set, and I pulled Direction Guardian. Choose your path. So connect